A man hates to see suffering, especially watching his children suffer or his wife. A man hates to see his mother suffer. But I am. Perhaps you've been there where I am. My mom is one of the fiercest pain fighters I've ever known. I once witnessed her get a root canal performed in the dental chair, choosing no Novocaine. Hard to believe. You see, she didn't like the way it made her feel. She was younger, of course, much younger. She's 94. I'm going to ramble here a little bit. It wasn't a breeze for her to go through open-heart surgery when she was 84. She had a valve replaced with bovine valve tissue. It was very painful. We remember that 10 years ago. She struggled, but she recovered and tended her flowers. Since then, she's been challenged with other injuries over the next few years, seemingly in succession. It started with a fall 3 years ago that broke her hip. Really, it's the top of her femur where the ball joint fits into the hip. She recovered and tended her flowers. Then it was several falls that caused skin tears, some pretty severe. Next came a broken arm, broken near her shoulder. She recovered. Then it was the other arm near her shoulder, but with this one she also broke her left foot. She recovered. More falls and skin tears followed, but she was able to heal and love her flowers. Her next fall was a year ago, March, while coming back to bed. It threw her for a loop, but nothing broken, thankfully. Then, this last one, a month ago, she broke the femur in her leg again. This time it was the other leg. Same break as before, same surgical repair. Though this time she broke four ribs and more skin tears. It seems like she just can't catch a break. Now, I apologize for the detail of this story, but it's making a point. Each major break, we see the ambulance and paramedics and follow her to a hospital, then a recovery hospital and therapy. But it's this last break where I heard her wails of pain on the floor of our back deck and in the hospital ER. These wails are the ones a son doesn't want to hear. These are the ones that got to me. And now more recovery. At times, she's miserable. And she misses Dad. He was always our loving family leader. He and I hunted and fished and flew airplanes. He was a part of me, like the appendages of my body, enabling me. Mom is more like my backbone and moral fiber, my supporter and defender. No one crosses me without riling her and raising her retaliatory wrath. With prayer and tremendous help from my family, and especially my wife, we'll get through this. We have before. So what's my point? Hold your mama more. Call her. But better yet, go spend time with her. Hold her memories close and smile. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.